Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Welcome to The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Dr. Kevin Wass is professor of tuba at the Texas Tech University School of Music and is also principal tuba in the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. The annual Oktoberfest is coming up this Thursday night, and Dr. Wass found time to visit with us about the concert.
Dr. Kevin Wass, welcome to The Front Row. Thanks for taking time out this week to talk to us.
Thank you. It's good to have you here.
So an event coming up this week is the Oktoberfest, which has kind of got a real following here in our community. This is a long-standing thing, right? It's been going on for a while?
Absolutely. It started in the late 60s at some of the Midwestern universities that had large tuba and euphonium programs at the time. I first encountered it at Indiana University when I was doing my master's degree. Their Oktoberfest is 2 weeks every night. So here we spread it out over about 6 weeks, but the big concert is the concert this week with the ensemble. And that's one of the big traditions of it. But it's always a combination of guest artists and faculty recitals and student recitals. But for most people, when they think of Oktoberfest, they think of the ensemble concert.
Right. So Oktoberfest, obviously a fall festival of some kind. Yeah. What all takes place at the Oktoberfest?
The ensemble concert, we try to feature some things that are unique to us. So there is music that's written originally for tuba and euphonium ensemble. We'll be playing two pieces that were written specifically for tuba euphonium ensemble, one with a really good percussion part added. We're also going to do a transcription of a full brass choir fanfare by Richard Strauss, the Vienna Philharmonic fanfare. And then the rest of the concert is made up of polkas, waltzes, the traditional German tunes. If you went to an Oktoberfest in Bavaria, this is what you might expect to hear. And those were arranged 30, 40 years ago. A whole book of arrangements was done by a student of Harvey Phillips at Indiana University. And so anywhere in the country where you go to an Oktoberfest, you're going to hear those pieces played.
All right. So for people who may not be familiar exactly how this works, the tuba is sort of the bottom of the brass family, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
You provide the bass, foundation.
Yes.
And how then does that work in an ensemble of tubas?
It's difficult because everything's very low. So we actually use different types of instruments. We use the contrabass tuba, which is what most people are familiar with. And those are the big tubas in B flat or C. Sousaphones are also an example of a contrabass tuba. We also use bass tubas, which are pitched a fifth higher in the key of E flat or F. So we use bass tubas in F. And then we use the euphonium, which some people will call it a baritone. It's also known as a tenor tuba. And that's a little bit higher yet in the key of B flat. So we can cover a range of about 4.5 octaves among the three instruments. What's neat about it is that you have this very nice choir of instruments that sound the same. This is what Wagner was after when he invented the Wagner tuba, for example, that were played by the horn players, was this idea of a tuba choir. But yeah, the challenge for us then is how do you introduce other colors into the sound? And so sometimes we'll use mutes, we'll add percussion as we're doing on this concert. And we have some really creative composers and arrangers that instead of looking at it as a challenge, they look at it as an opportunity to use all these low instruments and the kind of sounds that you just can't create with any other combination.
Right. How big a studio do you have to play?
There are 17 in the ensemble, and that includes my graduate teaching assistant, Gaetano Martorano. He'll be actually conducting all of the German tunes this time, which means I get to go and sit in the ensemble and play.
Oh, great. Tell us more about your activities here at Texas Tech. You're the professor of tuba.
Yes.
Correct? And so you have teaching responsibilities, administrative responsibilities. Mm-hmm. What all do you do?
My main responsibility is the studio. I recruit all the students that are in the studio. We have 15 tuba and euphonium majors right now. They each have a private lesson with me every week. We also do a weekly master class, and then I conduct the tuba euphonium ensemble. I don't have any specific administrative duties now, but I do chair the faculty chamber music series, which we call collaborations. And then in addition to that, I do a lot of performing. I actually have been a guest artist for 3 other Oktoberfests. I just got back from Provo, Utah. I was the guest artist at Oktoberfest at BYU. And then I also, over the last 2 weeks, I've been at Texas A&M Kingsville and West Texas A&M University as part of their Oktoberfest. So performing is a big component of what I do. I also play with the Lubbock Symphony and do some other work around here. And the last 2 summers, I've played in the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra as well.
Great. So with having the Oktoberfest kind of as a national thing, having it all over the place, there's a big exchange of ideas, I guess.
Absolutely.
Literature, music to play, how to run the thing, I'm sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's part of the reason we do the guest artist. We actually did an exchange with Jeremy Lewis at West Texas A&M. So he was our Oktoberfest guest artist. And so he came here and visited. I went there. And that exchange starts. And I got to see, BYU did theirs as more of a community event. They had the BYU ensemble played, but they also had a community ensemble of amateur players and high school students and middle school students who played. So yeah, and getting to hear the different repertoire that they do, and I spent 6 hours on Friday working with all the students in the BYU studio, so hearing their students play and how they prepare. And it's really the exchange, I think, in the sense of community as a tuba euphonium ensemble and as a larger tuba euphonium community is really important to us.
Right. Tell us about the concert. When is it?
It is Thursday night, 26th, at 8 p.m. in Himley Recital Hall.
And anybody can just come
and
have fun?
Absolutely. Come, have fun. It's about as low-key a concert as it can be. We'll start out with the more serious repertoire and then get into the German stuff. Occasionally, there are people who know some of the words, and you'll hear them singing along. But I think most people just come just to kind of get in the spirit of the season, as it were, even though this is kind of the tail end of the true Oktoberfest. But it's a chance to come in and have fun and maybe hear an ensemble that a lot of people don't get a chance to hear.
Right. Well, great. Well, best of luck on Thursday night. Right. Hope it all goes well. And we'll come back and visit with you again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Dr. Kevin Wass is the tuba professor at the Texas Tech University School of Music and is principal tuba in the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. More information on Oktoberfest is at music.ttu.edu. This episode of our program will be up on our website later today. Rachel Boyd is producer of The Front Row. Thanks for listening. I'm Clint Barrick.